Santa Parade, written and read by Louise. "Here comes the brass band," Dad shouted, and hoisted Matthew up onto his shoulders for a good view. There were crowds of people pressing all round them, lining the streets for a view. "Keep back, please," said the policeman, as he walked in front of the crowd. Everyone was trying to edge forward. The band got louder and louder. The drums went boom, 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 and the trumpets blared out. It was thrilling. Clowns tumbled over and over along each side of the band so that the crowds couldn't press too close. "Hooray!" yelled Matthew, and then laughed and clapped as the jalopy old decorated cars rolled by with funny people in coloured woolly wigs driving them. "Where is he?" Matthew shouted in Dad's ear. "He's coming!" Dad had to yell over all the noise. "He is usually at the end of the parade." Next came the Scotty Band. "Yahoo!" Matthew loved the pipes and their loud, stirring music. Lots of floats went by, with people dressed up and singing. There were dragons and mermaids and castles. "When is he coming?" Matthew demanded. "Soon," said Dad. "He's coming." Some tall men walked by on stilts. One reached over and shook Matthew's hand. Another man wobbled all over the road on a tall bike with no handlebars. People laughed and clapped and cheered. The parade went on and on. "I still can't see him," he said in Dad's ear. "He's coming," said Dad. Just then, a bright yellow car came into view. A man was shouting into a loud speaker as he went past. "Sorry, folks," he was saying. "Santa's sleigh has been blocked by heavy snow at the North Pole and can't make it through. He has just sent us an email to say the reindeer can't drive through the blizzard." "Oh, no," shouted all the children. "We want Santa." Some started to cry. Matthew started to cry. "That's not fair. We want Santa." Then all the children started chanting at the tops of their voices. "We want Santa. We want Santa." They were all making such a noise that they didn't hear the whirring sound above them. Then they felt something dropping on their heads. There were lollies. It was raining lollies. Matthew grabbed a couple that landed on the top of Dad's head. Then he looked up into the sky. It was Santa throwing them down from a helicopter. He had come after all. Officials cleared the centre of the town square, and Santa landed in the helicopter. He opened the door and stepped out. He had several elf helpers with him, all dressed in green. Officials lined people up along a picket fence, and they shook hands with Santa as they walked past. The elves handed out sweets to the children. Matthew climbed down off Dad's shoulders and lined up with everyone else. "Hello, Matthew," Santa said when it was his turn. "What do you want for Christmas?"
"A helicopter, please," said Matthew.
"Well, you can't have mine," laughed Santa. "I keep it on the helipad on the roof of my house in case the reindeer can't get the sleigh through the snow, like today. But I think I have a toy helicopter in my workshop."
"Thanks, Santa. That would be great," Matthew said. "See ya."
"Only if you're awake," Santa winked.